So in the late 60s, early 70s, I'm sure that I'll get fact-checked on this later. We lived in a neighborhood out in the county, cookie-cutter house. And the nice thing about that is there's always a lot of kids. And my father, a gregarious guy, started a tradition of dressing up as Santa Claus, and the parents would bring presents the night before that the kids didn't know they were going to get. And my dad would dress up as Santa Claus, and we stopped that tradition when the parents started bringing puppies. So we had to overnight puppies so they could be delivered the next day. But in the course of all that, my mother made a Santa Claus suit. And for years, for decades, my dad dressed as Santa Claus, and that involved. Sometimes it was a big production. Sometimes it was smaller. Sometimes riding on the back of fire engines to me and taken through the various neighborhoods and stuff like that. But eventually, it settled down to being Christmas Eve, and pop up, by the hearth, with a series of grandchildren on his lap, reading The Night Before Christmas, and. It's just a thing we do, and Catholic family, very prolific. There was always a series of grandkids. We're never short of kids to put on Pop-Pop's lap. But eventually, he got older, and we got older, and there were fewer kids, and I started to dress as Santa Claus in the same way that I've been taught for in my neighborhood. I live near the Homewood campus up by Hopkins, and. So I've been Santa Claus in the Neighborhood Association for going on 30 years now. So the tradition became, a couple weeks before Christmas, I'd have the costume, I'd put it all together, make sure everything was fine, and then I'd give it to my dad for New Year's Eve, or Christmas Eve. And then I, eventually, as he became older, I became the I won't say the owner, I'd say the caretaker of the costume. And every year we still do that, and we'll still have Christmas Eve. But the point of the story is that one of my neighbors sent me an email, and he said, he asked if he could borrow the costume. And that's just not a thing. We don't lend the costume out. And I'd like to say that it's because it's fragile and delicate, but it doesn't show any it's not worse for wear 60 years on. So my mother's a mother of five boys. She makes things to last. And so I said, no, you can't borrow the costume. Why do you want it? And he said that his older son, Karun, had gone, from preschool to elementary school, and he had started to intuit, or maybe the older kids had told him that Santa Claus didn't exist. And they didn't want him spoiling that for his little sister, Uma. And so they wanted to dress up as Santa Claus to try to show him Santa Claus exists. And I thought to myself, wait a minute, there's a chance to pull a ruse on a little rat that wants to rat out Santa Claus. So what we ended up doing was waiting for the neighborhood kids to go to bed, and I put the costume on, went out my alley into the alley behind their house, and they'd set up a video camera. And so I'm walking down the alley with the sleigh bells, to draw attention, let myself into what should have been a locked backyard, and they had a decorated tree, not a Christmas tree, but they had some lights strung in a tree. And so Santa, a day or two before Christmas, comes into this kid's backyard muttering, reading a list on a scroll like, apparently Karun doesn't believe in me anymore. And I've got a bag over my shoulder, drop my bells, and I say, well, Karun's not getting any freaking presents. And I make a big deal out of pulling presents out of the bag and sticking them under the tree, and then shushing the elves and keep those reindeer quiet, and knowing the whole time that this has been captured on videotape, and then letting myself out through the alley. I got an email the next day from the parents that the video had turned out. Karun somehow believed in Santa Claus for another year, didn't wreck it for his sister, and year after year, I've seen generations of kids go from believers into my elves, and so we've also passed down elf costumes that these kids wear, and what these kids do when they stop believing in Santa Claus, but they don't want to stop believing in the magic, is that they help Santa for the Neighborhood Association, and they bring the crying kids, the scared kids, up to Santa, and they get their first name so Santa can recognize them by first name and say, Santa, you remember Jenny or Sally or Timmy, and oh, of course Santa recognizes. He is so handsome this year. And so we'll do that again on Saturday this week at the Wyoming Park Community Association with that same Santa Claus costume. Thanks.